So as always, just begin by just closing your eyes and just paying attention to your body. Just letting your attention rest gently in your body, noticing how you are this morning, noticing the contact between your body and the chair. Noticing contact between your skin and your clothes, your skin and the air. Noticing breath moving your body. Sitting just here and now, sitting with the morning. Letting your attention really encompass your body. Notice the soles of your feet, notice the areas in between your toes, the backs of your legs as well as the front of your legs. Noticing the back of your body as well as the front of your body. Relaxing into your physicality. Being with your physicality as it presents itself, whether peaceful or troubled, at ease or struggling. Letting your body hold you. Letting the chair that you're sitting in, or letting the ground that you're standing in, hold you. Opening up to the senses and including the sense of hearing. Hearing the sound of my voice. Hearing other sounds in and outside the room that you're in. Letting hearing combine with touching. As you deepen your sense of presence, hearing and touching, touching and hearing. Including the sense of seeing. If your eyes are open, the images will be bright and sharp. If your eyes are closed, there will be a greyness or a blackness, vague shapes of colour, or there may be images seen with the inner eye. Bringing seeing into relationship with hearing and touching as you deepen your sense of presence. Breathing in, you engage the sense of smell. Smelling the morning. Smelling the moment. Letting smelling combine with seeing, hearing, and touching as you deepen your sense of presence. Paying attention to the tongue and the mouth, noticing the sense of taste, this most intimate of senses. Tasting the moment, tasting life. Letting tasting combine with smelling, seeing, hearing and touching as you deepen your sense of presence. Opening to the global senses of proprioception, sensing your location in space. As you deepen your sense of presence. Noticing your sense of balance. Noticing the sense of warmth and cold, pleasure and pain. As you deepen your sense of presence. Relaxing into the whole field of the body, into the special senses, into the somatic senses. Letting your body hold you, letting your body embrace you, and in turn embracing your body. As you deepen your sense of presence. Now together we will do the Kabbalistic cross, placing your dominant hand upon your forehead, which chant Ate. Ate. Bringing the light right down the body to beneath the feet, we say Malchut. The right shoulder, we find a sphere of brilliant red, and we chant Vegevura. Vegevura. Left shoulder, a sphere of brilliant blue light. Vegedula. Vegedula. At the center, the inner sun, and Leolam Amen. Leolam. Amen. Again. Ade. One last time. Ade. Maulud. Vegevura. Vengendula. Leolam. Amen. Notice the sense of verticality of your body. Whether sitting or standing, notice the central axis running right down into the earth, right up into space. Letting yourself notice the middle pillar. Letting that sense of the axis hold you as you sit or stand between earth and heaven. And above the crown of your head, visualize or sense a sphere of brilliant diamond white light. This is Keta, the crown of creation. This is the divine source. And here we chant the name E'aye. I am and I will be. E'aye. Out of the heart of Keter, see a pillar of diamond white light descend to the level of the throat, where it becomes a sphere of incandescent violet grey. This is the art, the sphere of mystery, the knowing of not knowing. Notice the relationship between Keter and the art, between the art and Keter. Notice here the mystery of expression, the expression of the true voice. And here we chant Yud He Vav He Elohim, I create. Yud He Vav He Elohim. 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 Sense the pillar of light emerging out of the heart of the art, descending to the level of the heart, where it becomes a sphere of golden light, the inner sun. This is Teferet, the sphere of beauty. This is the balance point of the dream. Feel the relationship between Tiferet and Da'at, between Da'at and Tiferet, between Da'at and Keter, between Keter and Da'at. Center yourself in the heart sphere of Tiferet. As we chant together, Yud He Vah He Aloha Vedat, the divine in the sphere of the known, the God that lives in my heart. Yud He Vah He Aloha Vedat. 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 Sensing the pillar of light arising out of the center of Tiferet, descending to the level of the pelvis, where here it forms a sphere of blues and greens and silvers. This is Yesod, the foundation of life. Noticing the relationship between Yesod and Tiferet, between Tiferet and Yesod, between Tiferet and Da'at, between Da'at and Tiferet, between Da'at and Keter, between Keter and Da'at, as the middle pillar descends more deeply into the sphere of Yesod. Center your attention in the heart of this flowing sphere, the sphere of the moon. And here we shall chant together, Shaddai El Chai, the almighty power of life. Shaddai El Chai, 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 Shaddai El Chai. Feel the pillar of light descending so that it is just beneath your feet. You are becoming a sphere of deepest black, though as you look into it, you find the rainbow colors shimmering within the blackness. This is the sphere of Malchut. This is the earth contact. This is the king, the living kingdom. Notice the relationship between Malchut and Yesod, between Yesod and Malchut, between Yesod and Tiferet, between Tiferet and Yesod, between Tiferet and Da'at, between Da'at and Tiferet, between Da'at and Keter, between Keter and Da'at. Centering yourself in Malchut, we chant together, Adonai Haaretz, the sovereignty of the living kingdom, the sovereignty of the living earth. Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Haaretz, Adonai Arend, 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 Adonai Let yourself relax into the middle pillars, feeling the different spheres, the diamond white radiance of Keter, the incandescent mystery of Da'at, the radiant warmth of Tiferet, the inner sea of Yesod, and the magnetic power of Malchut. Working now with the circulation of the light. As you breathe in, center in Keter. As you breathe out, send the light down the front of the body. As you breathe in, send the light back to Keter. As you breathe out again, send the light down the front of the body. Doing this for about 6 cycles. So I'll just be quiet now as you circulate the light. As you complete the cycles, again just resting, noticing the effect on the body-mind of circulating the light. Once again, as you breathe in, center yourself in Keter. As you breathe out, send the light down the left side of the body to Malchut. As you breathe in again, bring the light up the right side of the body, back to Keter. As you breathe out, send the light down the left side of the body. Just doing this for another 6 cycles. resting for a moment in the middle pillar, noticing the effect of the circulation of the lights. Letting your attention drop down to Malkut as you breathe in and out. On the in-breath, circulate the light anti-clockwise from Malkut up to Keter. And as you breathe out, send the light down the center of the middle pillar, back down to Malkut. As you breathe in again, circulate the light in a spiral anti-clockwise back up to Keter. Again, we'll do this for about 6 times. And then finally we come to the fountain exercise. As you breathe in and out, center your attention in Malkut. As you breathe in, let the light be drawn up to Keter. As you breathe out, let the light shower down around you like a fountain. As you breathe in and out again, gather the light in Malkut. And then on an in-breath, bring up the light to Keter. On the out-breath, let the light shower around you like a fountain. Again, we'll do this for about 6 times. As you complete the cycle again, just come into the breath. Notice the effect on your body of performing the circulation of the light. Now sinking inwards and downwards as you hear these words. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still as I immerse myself within the living waters. And emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, the sanctuary of the living flame. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image, the sanctuary of the living flame. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent image, the sanctuary of the living flame. Feel your sanctuary take shape around you. Notice the dome, the four walls, the four holy living creatures. The burning bright white shin at the apex of the dome. Notice the altar before you with the image of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh and the red fiery shin burning at the center of the altar. Notice your sanctuary. Notice how it presents itself to you this morning. Be aware of the dome above you, be aware of the crypt beneath you. Be aware of the winged human being who stands in the east. Be aware of the winged lion of the south, the white eagle of the west, the winged bull of the north. Feel the intention to descend into the Duat. Notice the stairs or trapdoor or transition place in the sanctuary that enables you to descend into the deep. And begin the descent. Going down the stairs, step by step. Noticing the threshold points, with the crowned serpents on either side, and the winged sun with the uraeus on the lintel. Feel yourself in between the serpents, feel the sun shining down upon you as you step across the threshold. And find yourself in the sun court of the memorial chapel of Paddy Amin Ope. Feel the bright lights of the morning sun of Egypt shining down upon you, just here, just now. Noticing the sun courts of Paddy Amin Ope, noticing that much of the plaster work is on the ground, noticing that much of this ancient place is in ruins. And as you take another step, it is as if you have moved through time, for the sun court is renewed. There are images of Paddy Amin Ope performing acts of blessing and offering. The walls are bright with colour, and you stand in front of a great offering table heaped with flowers and fruit. On the other side of the offering table is Paddy Amin Ope, tall Nubian man, dressed very simply in a white kilt. And as you stand with him on either side of the offering table, you hear these words. You who wander in the necropolis for pleasure and profit, come inside. Contemplate the sacred images. Contemplate the sacred words. Make offering to our moon, so that which was destroyed shall be restored. Be welcome in the temple tomb of Padi Aminope. Lector, priest, and servant of Amun-Ra. Padi Aminope invites you to step forward through the sun court. Noticing the beauty of this court, its frescoes that are like a garden. And for a moment you smell the flowers and feel the freshness. For a moment you touch the pavdes, you touch the paradise place of the duet. You glimpse an aspect of the world in which Padi Aminope lives, his allotment in the duet, and you are made welcome there. And as you step forward into the inner court, you are joined quietly and almost imperceptibly by the figure of Anubis, who stands on your other side, so that you are supported in the journey into the deep. You step forward with Padi Aminope to one side of you, with Anubis on the other side of you, making the journey to the fifth gate, to the judgment hall of Osiris. Noticing as you do so, the frescoes in this hall are changed and seem to depict scenes and times in your life. So that as you step through this hall, it is as if you are stepping through your lifespan, seeing your image upon the wall, seeing your memories recreated. In front of you, in the distance, there is the form of the Shining One. And step by step, you move towards it, looking to left and right, noticing the images that are upon the wall. Walking through the pushes and pulls of your life, walking through the pools of light and the pools of shadow. Feeling the magnetic pull towards the Shining One, feeling also resistance and heaviness. With each step, finding new balance as you work with the attraction and the resistance. And as you step, keep stepping forward. Through the material of your life, through your choices, through the conditions you have taken on, through the conditions you have left behind you. With each step, releasing yourself from history. With each step, coming into presence, coming nearer to the Shining One. Feeling the support of Paddy Aminope and of Anubis as they encourage you. Till you come at last to the base of the staircase, which you must climb alone. And you're feeling yourself as the living pair of scales. With each step, you unbalance and find balance. Ascending the stair. Feeling the dynamic balance in your heart, feeling the plumb line of the middle pillar. As you step and forward, find balance, as stepping forward again, finding balance, stepping forward again, as you ascend the stairway, getting nearer to the Shining One. Feeling the falling off of restriction, the falling off of resistance. Letting yourself be drawn upwards and inwards to the presence of the Shining One, who bears your own radiant face, until at length you stand before the enthroned Osiris, offering yourself as the vehicle of dynamic balance, as the servant of Ma'at, one who is true of voice. This is all you have to offer, this hard-won balance, this hard-won capacity to equalize opposites, to transform the darkness. Look into the eyes of the Shining One. And trust. Let yourself be embraced by the Shining One. Sinking into that light, sinking into that presence. Simply rest in the presence of the light. Allowing that light to hold and carry you, allowing that light to infuse you. And as you rest in the living light, you feel the mystery of the high place that is the deep place, of the cave of death that is the Benben stone of resurrection. As you become an Osiris, you enter into this mystery, for you die, and as you die, you rise up, becoming the Risen One, becoming the Living Phoenix, becoming the Stone of Resurrection, becoming the being whose presence regenerates, becoming the being who transforms the fixed forms of evil into the water of life, becoming the being who renews the world by breath and presence. And as you allow this consciousness, this awareness, to appear within your heart, within your body, as you become the royal child who absorbs his father and mother, you hear this voice and these words. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true self. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true self. Now do I descend into the inner sea, whose waters rise and fall within my soul. Let the inner elements be subdued and still, as I immerse myself within the living waters, and emerging therefrom, unfold from latent stress to potent living image, my own true self. Feel your emergence from the waters of the deep. Feel your presence making itself known in the place that you are sitting and standing. Feel that sense of being the living stone. Of being the phoenix reborn. Of being the alchemist who alchemizes the world by breath and presence. Feel your presence touching your environment, touching the room that you sit or stand in. Feel the blessing of the deep, touching all that you see, hear, smell, taste, touch. For you are right now a risen one.